Name calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
56201.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Lynn Fisher.
Thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
1609 5th Street Southwest, apartment 104 in Wilmer, Minnesota.
Thank you. So I'll locate an account here for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
I did not sign up for that. I just went online and tried for the free mixer, and then somebody else put on there that once you paid the $2 to get that free mixer that we were enrolled in this. I do not want to be enrolled in this. You can keep the mixer.
Yes, yeah, so we would hate to lose you as a customer. Now, what I can do is offer you a $20 discounted rate to remain in the membership.
Nope, I don't want it. I don't want it. I am not going to be paying $59 or whatever this is. This is fraud, and I will turn it in if I have to. I just want to cancel the whole thing. You can keep the mixer, and I just don't want anything on my credit card.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled, and you will not receive any further charges.
Thank you. So there will be no charges. You're going to take the $2 off as well?
Yes, ma'am. I don't see a charge for $2.95. I only see a charge for $59.89.
Okay, and I never gave any authorization to do that. So this whole thing is fraud on Facebook then.
All right, so I've issued you a refund of $59.89. I'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.